not the police on anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call a fucking cop.
And now, back by popular demand.
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Good evening, citizens of Earth.
Welcome, humans.
I think it's a sign from God.
Real wrath of God type stuff. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
Etching in my spirit.
Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears. That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast!
And now, live from the Matt Cave 2.0.
Right on, my name's Steve Montano of the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time. All right, let's do that again.
Okay, do it, do it.
Sorry, saying too many words. Hey, this is Steve Montano from the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
Gentlemen, you lucky fuckers.
Yeah.
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, episode 28.
That's right, 28. Lucky fucking episodes.
I am the Reverend Matt Lees.
Yes, you are.
I am Matt Lees.
Absolutely. You're the one and only.
I am Matt motherfucking Lees.
The baggiest of douches.
And with me, as always, is the Reverend Dam Davies.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you yes, germ, sir. What's new? What's exciting? Squirmy?
Squirmy?
Squirmy the wormy?
Well, let's see. We went to the store today. That was exciting. I've never been to a surplus store with you before.
That's fair. I called you Buttercup in front of an old lady.
That's right. And I said the Hip was the greatest band ever, to which... A large woman smiled at me and agreed.
Yeah, yeah. Reverend pulled a funny face at me because the Hip were on. And he said, oh, greatest band ever, Ailey's? And some random lady at the thrift store was like, damn right.
You're damn right.
See, I wasn't sure if it was the Hip or Rush. Either way, I was like, fuck this fat fuck.
Yeah, I can handle the Hip. I can't handle Rush.
Oh, the Hip? He sucked my Hip.
You love him. I'm sure you cover a couple of their songs.
You watch your mouth.
Oh,
only
come on.
Only when Dave K makes me.
Which song does he make you do? New Orleans?
No, because he can't play the guitar part for New Orleans. He makes me do fucking...
Fireworks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fireworks. And I don't even want to talk about it, to be honest with you. I'm kind of bothered by it, so I don't really want to get into it.
I'm sure you do a hell of a Gordy.
I'm going to kill you. Let's move on. We have new and exciting things to talk about.
I'm sure there's something out there that's new and exciting.
Yeah, other than fuck you, JJ Hawkins, you dirty fuck, there's actual news to talk about because we, that's me and you, sir,
mm-hmm.
We are moving on up.
Oh, that's right.
We are moving on up.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
That's right, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. So... Coming very, very soon to a Internet Explorer page near you. The Legend of My Spare Time boys, we were going syndicated, boys.
Yep, we're huge now.
We're huge.
We're even a bigger deal than what we are. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, we have one interview with Adam Van Cuverden,
yeah.
Gold medalist.
Well, we are the Olympic. We are the choice of The Olympians.
Yes. Once word hit the street that we were the choice of the Olympians, the email was getting rung off the hook.
Yeah.
And by that I mean one email, sir.
But it was an important one.
No, it was. It was. It was like Colonel Tom Parker and I want you.
That's right. You know, we got the call.
Wait, who is that guy? Do you know which guy I meant? Because isn't Tom Parker...
That wasn't that Elvis's boy?
I think so. I was thinking the guy on the military posters from the war days, which is like the USA wants you.
The I want you, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad that we don't know who that
that's
guy
Uncle
is.
Sam, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's Uncle Sam.
JJ's probably at home.
Uncle Sam wants you. I'm positive that's
okay,
him.
Okay, so JJ's probably at home right now being like, Uncle Sam, you stupid fuck!
It's Uncle Sam.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, Uncle Sam. How do we get on Uncle Sam now?
Because we're wanted men.
That's right. So Uncle Sam emailed us, even though he's not technically, he's not an American, which means I can trust him.
Yep.
Oh, I feel bad.
Well, he's pretty close, though. Pretty close to to the States. He's
that's fair.
About as close as you want to get.
Absolutely. So the new time frame for you ladies and gentlemen to skip out on work for an hour will be
Tuesdays at
6 p.m.
on
Trainwreck Radio.
That's an internet radio station.
That's correct. So that's Trainwreck with an R-E-K, no W.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, that. Come on, dummy. Come on, get with the game,
I
sir.
Didn't read the email.
Do your homework!
Everything I'm getting is secondhand from
that's
you.
That's right. It's not a good way to get anything.
No.
So
that's why I'm broke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm broke too, man. So, yeah, trainwreckradio.com or .ca, .com. Trainwreckradio.com. Look for us. Email them now. Go there now and tell them you're waiting on us.
Yeah, tell them you can't wait. Tell them that you're a devout listener to the podcast.
Yes, and you can't wait to get them on Trainwreck Radio.
Yeah, and tell them that we're worth a lot of money.
That's right. Tell them that, too. Because, you know, Trainwreck, it has a plethora of content. See what
Ooh,
I did there?
Yeah, you used a big word.
That's right. Yeah, baby. Moving on up. I was like, fuck it. We're on a radio station now. Albeit an internet one, I'm going to start using some grammar and I'm going to say cunt less.
I'm dropping the $3 words.
That's right. And just so you folks are aware, we are going to be doing fresh content for Trainwreck. So if you're a listener of the podcast and you tune into Trainwreck on a Tuesday, don't be afraid that you're going to get shafted with episode 16.
Exactly. There might be a little crossover action, a little sampling.
Yes, exactly. But we're not just going to straight up repeat episodes.
No, because there's certain things we got to bring the Trainwreck audience up to speed on.
That's right. That's right. Because like Matt from Trainwreck accused us or correctly told us, we are an hour-long inside joke.
Yeah.
So we gotta tighten that up a little bit for the radio audience. And we got to do things like hit commercial breaks and...
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think you're going to be able to handle it.
To be honest with you. I don't know, man. I'm not really against change, but you know, sometimes change is against me. The way I see it.
Oh, that's like police. They're against you, right?
The fuzz?
Yeah.
No, we just kind of got like a mutual agreement.
Oh. You'll never catch me, Kappa.
That's see? Right.
Do you remember that show Cops, the old school cartoon?
Oh shit, yeah.
I loved that show.
That was a fucked up show. It was in the future?
Yeah.
But they talked like they were from the 40s.
In New York City.
In New York.
Hey, Kappa.
Cool. Kappa.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been an exciting week, has it, Reverend? It's been a heat wave here in K-Tip-Tizzle.
It has been fucking hot.
Like balls stuck to your sweaty legs hot.
Like 40 degrees with the Humidex.
Yeah. And that's a different measurement of degree than the states have, right? They're probably accusing us of that right now.
Are they in? They're in Celsius, right? Or Fahrenheit? I don't. Yeah, they're in Fahrenheit.
I have no idea.
They're archaic. Yeah, really.
That's true. They're behind on everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel this sinking sensation of guilt all of a sudden, because we got an audio email from somebody, and I haven't brought it up to you yet. I haven't talked to you about it. But essentially, it would maybe, if we were normal human beings, it might make us feel a little bad for taking the shots at the U.S. that we just took, with seemingly nothing from them. You know, we just outright started attacking the U.S. Go ahead.
Oh, that's what you get for having a plastic fucking opener.
Hey, man, that is a Manchester United bottle opener, and my beer you're opening with it.
Well, thank you very much,
sir. Wanted to show some fucking respect. So anyway, speaking of showing some fucking respect, we've recently had a little bit of beef going with Mr. Hawkins, Mr. J.J. Hawkins from Mars Needs, because essentially he outright blatantly said, fuck you, Matt Lees, and I did nothing. So,
yeah, out of the blue.
Yeah, we should check into.
He cold cocked you, man.
He did. So I cold cocked him back, and now he has sent us an audio snippet.
You retaliated.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you should.
Yeah, and now it's a little late into July at this point. He sent us this on July 4th, which is apparently some American holiday. I have no idea. July 4th is a big deal to the Americans.
That's a few days after Canada Day.
Maybe they're celebrating the Canada Day.
They're a few days behind celebrating Canada Day.
Yeah, they're just like, I guess we better throw a party, eh? It's their celebration of We Stole Our Land from the Natives Day. No, that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, we should quit this anti-American shit. And I'll tell you why, Rev. Are you ready for this? You want to hear what JJ sent to us?
I would love to hear what JJ sent
to us. So, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend from Mars Needs Podcast, JJ Hawkins, and his reaction to our recent beef, as it were. He was the Tupac to our Dr. Dre, as it were. East Side versus West Side. Let's take a look at what JJ had to say most recently.
Hey, Matt and the Reverend Dan Davies, this is J.J. Hawkins, and I just want to take a moment on today, America's birthday, and bury the hatchet. You know, I may have said a couple of bad things about Canada and about Matt on a recent show, and you may have said some bad things about American beers being water and football being hand egg, but, you know, screw it. I'm not going to take the next shot. I'm going to put my hand forth in friendship and say, let's be friends again. And no, Reverend Davies, before you even get there, I don't need a cookie. I'm fine in the cookie department. This is just out of friendship and admiration. We got to stick together as fellow podcasters and make it better for everybody. And so I say to you, a happy belated Canada Day on this, the 4th of July, and let's be friends again.
That was heartfelt. I liked it. It was cute.
That was sweet.
You know what? It makes me want to present JJ with a gift from us.
Well, he's fine. He said he doesn't need a cookie.
No, I wasn't going to give him a sarcastic, mean present.
Oh, okay.
I was going to give him... You're going to join me on this. Ready?
Yeah. No, I don't want to be sarcastic or mean.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Hi, JJ. This is Matt motherfucking Lees. I'm here with my good friend, the Reverend Dam Davies.
Hello, JJ.
We just want to let you know that we accept your hand of friendship. We, too, would like the war to end.
Yeah.
And who cares if you guys have shitty beer and stupid members of parliament and... Mm-hmm.
It's the children that suffer.
That's right.
It's always the children that suffer.
That was nice.
If you be my bodyguard, I will be your long lost pal. I'll call you Eddie, and Eddie, when you call me, you can call me Al. That's kind of like us in the States.
Okay.
If you be my bodyguard,
all right.
I will be your long. Right.
Okay. Well,
they're kind of our bodyguard.
All right. And to that, I say. I'm your private dancer.
Your
dancer for money. Do what you want me to do.
Nice.
That's for you, JJ Hawkins. We love you, buddy.
Yeah. We're the private dancer, especially when the conservatives are in power.
Womp womp. You know what? I do not understand that joke.
No? Well, okay. You don't have to.
Wait, you know what I would like? No, see, I almost just broached us to an actual topic. But I feel like we always get ourselves in trouble when we do this.
What's this? Oh, I love getting in trouble.
Speaking of Americans, mm-hmm. this much.
It feels good to bury the hatchet, though.
It
you
does.
Say?
Yeah, JJ, those songs that we just sung, they were for you, man.
We are shaking that hand that you've extended.
That's right. So let's be friends again, and now let's move on to teasing misinformation.
Let's find a podcast that none of us know really,
and we should
all just gang up on them. Should be like the NWO of the podcasting world.
Ooh.
Like, get Mars Needs Podcast. Yeah. And get the Misinformation Boys.
Yeah, and we'll just gang up on other podcasts.
Ollie and Ben and The Legend. And we'll just start trashing them and sending them shit.
Yeah. Just be like, we all hate you.
Yeah.
Our Nexus decided that we hate you.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody else but us is malicious enough to want to be part of that. I can picture right now, Zach would say, oh, I don't know. I'm far too busy for that. I don't want any part of that. JJ would say, let's just love everyone. And Ben and Ollie would say, yeah, all right, I'm in the cunts. And then Ben would say, can I suck your cock, Ollie? Ollie, let me suck your cock.
What is it you got against Benny?
Benny's just a big... I don't know, man. There's just things about him. I love Ben.
I haven't listened to their podcast. Yeah, I should. I meant to, but...
It's kind of like it's the butt of the joke, and he just plays along with it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a big homo. Yeah, yeah, I love the cock or whatever. The other day, he put on his... Oh, wait. This week on Facebook. You didn't join me on that one.
I forgot that
Okay, ready?
One.
We're going to do the Facebook intro. So, this week on Facebook. So, Ben wrote on his Facebook, Bye Bye Belly. B-E-L-L-Y. So, I wrote to him on his wall, Hey, is Belly the African hooker you've had living with you? And he's like, No, it's my actual belly. It's time for me to lose some weight and my double chin. And I said, yeah, it must really play havoc on sucking dick for a living. To which he said, you're absolutely right, it does. And he just moved on. This is why I love and hate
Ben. Oh, I get it. So it's one of those things where his parents probably said, don't let them know that they've irritated you.
Right. Don't. Yeah.
If you let them know, it's like when a dog smells fear, they're just going to keep attacking.
That's right. Just play along, Benny. We love you.
That sarcastic kind of like, yeah, gets in the way. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow, what kind of tangent was that? What were we even talking about? Oh,
we're rambling, dude.
Putting a bully gang together of podcasts.
Yeah, we should.
Bullying other people.
New world order. New world order.
But, dude, people already hate us. Why do we need to seek out more people to dislike us?
I don't think people really hate us.
But they judge us and they think less of us.
Yeah. But tell me that doesn't kind of make your day, too.
Yeah, speaking of making your day, the other night at work, we got into the elevator at the end of our shift, myself and one other person, and the entire class behind us, about 8 people, walk into the elevator, to which I'm holding the close button. And one of the girls is like, wait, hold that. And I pulled the Jim Carrey like, yeah, hold on. Holding close the entire time. And as the door closed and the elevator started to drop, I heard... Asshole! That's me, ladies and gentlemen. Reverend Asshole!
Yeah, I might be an asshole, but I'm the one who's going down
right now! That's right.
Speaking of elevators, I scared the shit out of a dude in the elevator after I left your place last week. Mm-hmm. It was fucking hilarious.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Well, I was just standing in the elevator. He was standing there. And I just was standing there. I had my arms crossed. And I kind of glanced over at him, and he kind of saw me glance over. It was no big deal. Usually I talk to people.
Right.
But I just talked to you for an hour. Who the fuck else do I need to talk to for the rest of the night?
Agreed.
So I just kind of looked, and I was like, I don't have the energy to be friendly.
Right.
And so I just stared back at the numbers. Anyways, we got out of the elevator, and he went towards the parking garage.
Right.
And I was following him, because he was in a hurry.
Yeah.
And then he turned around, and he made some kind of weird, he said something to me, I'm going the wrong way. And he hurried past me the other way.
Right.
So when I got into my car, I got in the car, and I was pouring my coffee and lighting a cigarette and whatnot, and... Anyways, a couple minutes later, he came walking back into the parking garage, and he was parked like 2 cars down from me.
He was so intimidated by it, he had to fake somewhere to be. He had to pretend he was busy and be like, oh, I gotta go this way.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's because you're an intimidating man.
Not really.
At 1 a.m. you probably are in an elevator.
At 1 a.m. after having a few beers with you, so my eyes are all bloodshot.
Yeah.
And when I grin at people,
do you remember?
Looks like I'm taking a dump.
Do you remember the last week when we recorded exclusive material that podcasters haven't heard yet?
No.
We tasted the lemon tea beer.
Oh my god! Holy fuck!
So a week or so ago, I picked up like a summer sampler from a local Toronto brewery.
Yes.
And they have in it included a lemon tea beer. And honestly, the Reverend and I took our sips and literally thought we were going to come in our pants.
Yeah, I think it's a good 5%. It beats the shit out of any one of those new lime beers.
Oh.
And it beats the shit out of any of those Corona or Brava type beers.
Yeah. Man,
I'm fucking down with the lemon and lime green tea or something like that.
Dude, it was just lemon tea beer.
Lemon tea, yeah, sorry.
Fucking delicious.
Oh.
And we had my beautiful lady friend Tara try it.
Yeah.
And she liked it, and she doesn't like beer, dude.
Yeah, she's not even a beer drinker. No. She would drink that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was delicious.
Yeah.
We should have gotten some when we were out today.
That is probably the greatest summer beer now.
Oh, dude.
Easily. That would be my daytime beer.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I think I might try to find some after work tomorrow and maybe drink myself to sleep tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, my wife gets paid tomorrow.
and
she's pregnant, so she can't have any anyways.
Well, listen, Tara's going out of town on a fucking. She's going to see some country music. So, what do you say that in a non-podcast type event, you and I drink some lemon tea beer and play some video games?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I fully understand you have a wife and a child, so you can't always give a hundo, but.
See what I can do.
The invite
do,
is there. You know, I'm home in the evening after work.
Yeah.
The invite is there, sir. I'm going to get drunk on lemon tea beer.
On lemon tea beer.
Yummy. Now, speaking of that, we come to this shit. Now, it's funny. A few minutes ago when the Rev was telling me a story, the Rev was talking, but I was talking. Wow.
I was talking. And you took a sip.
No, I'm backwards. I was talking first, and you took a sip of this. Tank House Ale.
Yeah, that was just before the J.J. Hawkins.
Fuck you, J.J.
Through.
No, wait. Where did we land on that? Oh, we're
friends. No, we're boys.
Sorry,
again.
Sorry, J.J. I love you, J.J.
Yeah.
Tank House Ale. Kind of tastes like dish soap. No?
It's bitter. It's more bitter than what it should be.
Yeah.
I dig. Like I'm a big Guinness fan, right?
Yeah. Well, the Reverend took his sip and pulled that kind of like side face grimace when he sipped it, and then when I took my sip, I pulled the exact same face.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just sits bad in the back of your throat. Like, it's a bad aftertaste.
Seriously, man, it tastes like dish soap. Like, have you ever splashed dishwater in your mouth by accident? Like,
no.
This tastes like
that's women's
dish
work.
Soap. did you hear that, Lady Rev?
But then you got some pretty soft hands, sir, so I can tell you've been working the Palmolive magic.
That's right, buddy. No, this beer is terrible. Honestly, we instituted a new measurement scheme, a new scale last week, which was Stormtroopers. So I know it's not clever, I know it's not anything special, but we're gonna give things a grade out of 10 Stormtroopers. The lemon tea beer got a solid 9, I think, from everyone.
Yeah, I started out at 8.5.
Yeah, and then you tasted it again.
And when you said 9, I was like, you know what? It is a 9, at least. Yeah. You know, it could quite possibly be a 10.
Yeah, what a beautiful beer.
Tara, I think, gave it like a 6.
Yeah, for a non-beer drinker.
And she hates beer, so. Yeah. You know, a 6 in her world is a 9 in ours. No pun intended.
Oh, pun intended. Pun intended, sir. Take that one and run with it. Oh, man. Because it's true.
It is true.
That being said, this Tank House Ale, honestly, dude.
You sexy bastard.
I'd give this a 2. 3. I have no desire to even finish that one.
You know, I'll be honest. I've had some worse beers. I would give it like a 4. Yeah, it doesn't get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't hit average, but I would still drink it. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't have to like it to drink it, I guess.
See, I'm the opposite. I have to enjoy it.
Really? Because I've had beers that literally make me kind of gag.
Yeah.
There's you know, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but I think it's blah, 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 extra dry.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's good extra dry.
It always tasted like fucking syrup in the back of my throat, man. And I would have a couple swigs of it, and it always wanted to make me hurl. Same with, Canadian.
Well, we can say that. Molson Canadian tastes like pee.
I can't stand it. It always, it doesn't matter how, it has to be like frozen for me to enjoy it.
Yeah.
If it's even just cold, it always just,
I feel you. I
tastes warm. It always coats the back of my throat. Mm-hmm. Makes me kind of sick.
Yeah. Now, who was I with the other day that was trying to yell at me about the fact that they still serve warm beer in Britain?
They still serve warm beer here. That's how you're supposed to drink 50.
Yeah, but they don't serve warm beer in Britain. It was a wartime thing. But this person was all like, yeah, they do. I'll take you there right now and prove it. And I'm like, motherfucker, I live there.
Well, you're going to take me there.
Fucking live there, man. I'm telling you, they don't drink warm beer, you cunt.
Well, you should have taken them up on it and gotten the free ticket over there.
I'm telling you, they don't drink warm beer there, jerk. See what I did there? I'm going to flip out the one with the C-bomb because there's too many cunts flying around.
Too many. There are too many cunts flying around.
It's like a dirty strip club in here.
Meat flaps everywhere.
Oh, meat. Oh, meat curtains and shit.
Meat curtains.
Oh, it was like bad beef jerky. Oh.
Jeez.
Yeesh. So last week's episode included a lot of edits. It was actually titled The Phantom Edits.
Was it?
Because last week we didn't have our fucking glasses on of, hey, there are people listening. So we said a lot of things that we shouldn't have. The episode actually went up with a few things in it that shouldn't be there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were saying that. Well, I remember even during, we were trying to come up with an edit system.
Yeah.
When we said something that we shouldn't.
Yeah, because banging on the mic didn't work.
No, you didn't pick up on that?
No. And the person that you said you love, you just need a good chance to whoop.
Yep.
We left his name in.
That was funny because I saw him that night. Stumbling his drunk ass up my street.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I kind of thought, oh, man, this would be kind of fun to just...
pull over and whoop.
Because you said, if I texted you, you would be there in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I would have.
And I could have just parked the car.
Like, yo, I found him.
I could have driven home and said, okay, 8 minutes, Matt Lees, come to my place, because he will be by there in about five.
Wow. But that would have been ridiculous. That would have been bad karma for the podcast, I think.
Why?
I don't really know. I just wanted to say something positive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't condone violence at all. Although I do think it solves problems.
Yeah, you condone violence. You are a violent motherfucker.
I'm not really, though.
You know, anytime I see those dudes in those MMA t-shirts that say, like, tap out.
I fucking hate those shirts.
Yeah. I want to learn a submission move just so anytime I see a dude in that t-shirt, I can lock him into some fucking arm bar and make him tap out. I'd be like, read me your shirt, motherfucker. Read me your shirt.
I can show you a couple.
Yeah, I don't really want to do it. I'll get whooped.
No, not if you know the submissions. You ever see some of the jiu-jitsu guys?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what shape they're in. They can be fat. They can be, like, skin and bones. It don't matter.
That's fair.
Because they know how to bend bones backwards, man.
Yeah, I bend some bones backwards. In
That's what she said.
Yeah, wait. Wrecked them.
Damn near killed them.
You're here even when you're not Big Love. And to not have it be a 1 hour inside joke, Big Love is a bass player in a band with Dave Kay, the original co-host of Legend in My Spare Time.
Yeah.
There's your trail. In case you're wondering, there it is.
He was my warm-up act.
That's right. They used to do a male full Monty strip thing, and Big Love would go up first, followed by the Reverend.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea. You said he was your warm-up act.
No, Dave Kay was my warm-up act.
Oh, right.
He was just warming the chair for me.
Yeah, did you hear that, Dave Kay? Fuck you. You're not listening to this. Fuck Mm-mm. you.
He won't be back.
He might
not be for another 20.
No, he said he'd be back at episode 100.
Yeah.
That's a long time away. We might not even be doing these episodes by then.
I don't know. Him and Big Love are always scheming and dreaming about something.
Yeah, I remember when they were scheming and dreaming about wanting to eat a squirrel.
Really?
Catch, kill, and cook and eat a squirrel.
For real?
Yeah, they were talking about it. Unless they were just messing with my head.
That's like Dave's totem animal, though. He pretty much is a squirrel.
It's true. He's squirrely.
He's very squirrely.
He's a wee little man.
He reminds me of the squirrel in Ice Age. The one who just can't seem to get a nut.
No, that's fucking Van Boss. He can't get a nut. But, you know, Dave Kay reminds me of like a scrappy dude. You know, like, puppy power! Does that little run that he does and he waves his fist when he thinks he's going to get in a fight. When he's trying to pump himself up, he runs in place.
Does he? I've never...
Yeah, maybe you've just never been in an almost fight with him. But he reminds me of Scrappy Doo. And speaking of Scrappy Doo, that leads me to Scooby Doo.
Yes.
And Shaggy. And the voice of Shaggy was done by...
Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem. Have you heard the Casey Kasem freakout?
No.
I heard this the other day on YouTube, and I wanted to play it for you because I think it's interesting.
Is this new?
Well, he's dead, so no.
Oh. Is he dead?
I have no idea.
He's not dead.
Wikipedia might.
He's got a hot daughter named Carrie.
Thank you,
you
Casey.
You should Google her.
I'll Google her.
Hot Carrie
Kasem. Long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Here it comes.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
What do you think was going on in Casey Kasem's world to lead to that fucking breakdown?
I don't even think that was so bad. I think he just wants something. He wants something done a certain way. It's his show.
Yeah, but he was angry. He was yelling. Would you be like that if we were on Sirius Satellite? Would you be yelling at our intern saying, "Get me some fucking coffee"?
Well, if I had to announce a dog death after an up-tempo song...
You might get angry.
I might get a little pissed and say, you know, we're playing with people's emotions here. Yeah. I can't deal with it. Fuck! Goddamn! Get him on the phone!
Yeah. Get Matt Lees on the phone.
Get Matt Lees on the phone, because I'm not dealing with this goddamn shit no more. Fuck! Fuck!
Oh, man. Speaking of freakout tapes, I heard Mel Gibson got fucked up.
That is... I don't know what he said. I was kind of just flipping around, but I seen some shit about Mel Gibson.
All right.
And I think his ex-wife released some audio tapes, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's see what the internet tells us.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's some pretty nasty stuff.
Let's take a look. Like when Dog the Bounty Hunter said the N-bomb?
Did Dog the Bounty Hunter...
Tell me the message or something, right? Because you're doing something. Trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. Yeah. Was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits?
I've never have.
Yes, yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is, it is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you, it's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
Wow.
And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Oh! No, Gibson!
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. You feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm just telling you the truth.
No.
I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay? Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there. Okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Whoa.
Nice guy.
What an asshole, eh? Oh, I didn't know that N-bomb was coming, dude.
I didn't know anything.
Wow.
So I think the question is what did she do to piss him off?
She went out dressed like a slut. Well, she got fake boobs, and now she looks like a Vegas whore.
Fuck, that apparently. Guy is... He's a time bomb, eh?
Yeah.
He's Catholic, right?
Is he the same one who had the freak out around the time of the Great Jesus movie that he made?
Yeah. Well, just after, right? It was just after The Passion of the Christ. He, I think he slammed the Jewish faith.
Yeah. Which he's, is... Isn't he Jewish?
No, he's Catholic. He's, like, devout. Like, I don't know. Supposedly, that's what I heard, is that he's crazy-ass Catholic.
Right.
Yeah, he was... I forget what he said about Jewish people at that time, but...
Wow.
He was blaming everything on the Jews.
Dude, that's...
But you know what? That's been done 1,000 times before, so...
Yeah.
I don't think that changes the expression on anyone's face when somebody blames something on the Jews.
Haven't the Jews been through enough?
Yeah.
Haven't the Jews done enough?
Well, no, they're like everyone's scapegoat, right?
Yeah,
everyone seems to blame them.
Yeah, you know, I want to see if I can find the Dog the Bounty Hunter one too. While we're talking about racists and things that got caught on tape, dude, that Mel Gibson one is fucked up, though.
Oh, dude, there's four. I guess there's four tapes of that. Not that one that we just heard. There's like three other.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
That's crazy. So she was taping him, so he had reason to not trust her.
Well,
right?
Well, I wonder... I'm
not taking a chance on some motherfucker out here. She's a Mexican, or whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word nigger sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some fucking nigger heard us say nigger and turned us into the Inquirer magazine. Our career is over. I'm not taking that chance at all. Never in life. Never. Never. If Leach was dating a nigger, we would all say fuck you. And you know that.
Okay, Dog the Bounty Hunter, racist also.
So,
I think at the time...
I'm kind of confused because it sounded like he's he's dropping the N-bomb like mad.
And then he's saying that it's okay that he's dropping it.
No, he's saying... No, I think what he's saying is, I don't want to get caught saying it.
Yeah. And it's... Oh, wow. So, his son was getting married to a black girl. And that's where this video, that tape came from.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's... these people are stupid.
Dude... Look at his fucking mullet. What do you expect?
Oh, man. It's just fuck. These people are nuts, dude. I just don't understand why celebrities and shit don't realize that, hey, you know what? Maybe you're being taped. Maybe somebody has the ability to record you.
Well, if you're a celebrity, I would almost think that you kind of would expect it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, who knows? Does Mel Gibson have a movie coming out soon? You know, maybe Dog the Bounty Hunter had a movie or something on the go.
You could be right. He didn't have a movie, but he could have. But I saw him on Larry King, and he cried because he almost lost everything.
Yeah, but maybe ratings were slipping. And you know, for every black person that he lost because of that, he gained another redneck.
That's true, right?
So
right, Joe. Just kidding, Joe. Let's see if we got some more Mel Gibson.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will! So just fucking listen to me! Listen to my fucking ranting! Listen to what you do to me!
I didn't do anything to you.
A pain in the ass!
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
you be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucks off me. And just fucking sucks me dry. And once, get out of this relationship if you're a good woman and you love me. I don't believe you anymore.
What did he say?
Think of your bullshit. Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
You don't love me. Because somebody who loves does not behave this way.
I do not. I know I'm standing like this because I know absolutely one second. That you do not love me and you treat
one
me with
second,
no
please. Can I
love you because I treated you with every kindness,
no.
Every consideration. You
no.
Rejected. You
I'm
will
sorry.
Never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me. But my daughter is important. All right? Now, you have one more chance.
Whoa.
And I mean it. Now, fucking go if you want. But I will give you one more chance.
Wait. He sounds like somebody for...
And when we get in that squared circle at WrestleMania, brother, you've only got
one more chance.
I'm going to rip your head off.
What a...
Yes. Sounds like a fucking psycho.
I know.
You make me want to smoke. You fuck my damn. You care about yourself.
You're so
when
selfish.
I am being so fucking good to you. You fucking
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's all. I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the fuck cares? We agreed nothing. You agreed. You just fucking expect shit. Go to the goddamn jacuzzi yourself. Go to fuck the fucking jacuzzi. It's a thing.
I was just...
You have no fucking soul.
I didn't know for anything.
My soul is screaming because you don't have one to join mine. You have no fucking soul. You can't give a fuck. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even fucking try.
Do you think he's having a heart attack?
I think he's whacking off.
have no heart.
I think this is one of those sexual things for him. I think he just likes to get worked up.
Do you think it's going to lead to him going...
I think he's going to ejaculate sometime and be like, thanks, baby. Just smile and blow me. That's what he said.
You just enjoy insulting me. That's all.
Fuck you. But I so fucking do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing.
You fucking selfish.
I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing.
What the...
What?
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 Stop. You apologize for nothing?
Stop.
Well, then you're a dishonest cunt.
Stop.
Hey, that's our word.
Hey, man, it only took him 3 minutes to drop the C-bomb. That's a better record than we got. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man?
He's out to lunch, dude.
I like his movies. This guy's freaking me out a little.
Yeah, he's out to lunch, man.
I wanted to peace. I wanted to have peace.
Because
you are balanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively I feel that.
You're
and I will
unbalanced.
Not be patronized by you.
You're
and
unbalanced.
Your fucking dishonesty and apologizing.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
It's all I'll accept. And if you will not fucking admit that, get the fuck out. And I will make your goddamn life miserable. Alright?
You need medication.
What? What? I need a woman, not a fucking little girl with a fucking dysfunctional cunt.
What?
A dysfunctional cunt.
Wow. So do you think maybe she? But they have a kid, so it's obviously he's not digging at her for some actual, you know, some actual problem that allows her to not have children. He's just maybe she doesn't bang him. Maybe they don't fuck enough.
You know what? Okay, honestly, take a good look at Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
You can tell that that guy's not quite right.
I guess. I mean, this isn't the first time he's freaked out. Yeah.
I just mean, like, honestly, like, when you can look at people and you can tell by their body language and how they move around, how they look at things, how they talk sometimes, you know, you can tell if somebody's, like, unbalanced.
Now, but
that guy's fucking out to lunch,
man. This is Lethal Weapon Mel Gibson, though, right?
Yeah.
And this is, I know it's funny to go from Lethal Weapon to What Women Want, but that movie was tense.
I never saw that one.
Oh, that's where you can read the minds of women. And he's running through Central Park, and a lady, a Sikh or a Muslim type of lady with the...
So Mel probably hated her.
Well, her face...
Oh, with the burqa.
Yeah, like, her face was covered everything. And
show me your face!
Yeah,
show me your fucking face! You got no soul!
But... but when he was able to read the lady's mind, it was... That was all he got out of it. Anyway, let's go back to the gray-haired racist.
I need a fucking woman.
All right, because she's dysfunctional.
She's got a dysfunctional cunt.
You need a fucking bat in the side of the head. I'm a bat. You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant.
brain transplant and a wait, so is it a bat to the side of the head and then a doctor, or should we call the doctor first and say, listen, I'm gonna hit this bitch in the head, you stay right there, because what I'll hit her and then we'll do the brain transplant. Right? Because if you do the transplant first, you're just wasting your hardware.
I don't know. You know, I'll be honest, actually. I'm kind of thinking about this now, and it sounds like she's recording this, right?
Yeah.
Tell me it doesn't sound a little bit like a setup.
I know. But maybe it's a setup in that he's psychotic, and she's had enough, so now she's setting him up.
That sounds, you know, she's a vindictive bitch. He's a crazy bastard.
Right, yeah.
You throw the two together. Like, I don't know. I can't... It just, she took the time to record this.
Yeah, and it sounds like if she's got tapes, she must have been recording for a while.
And who knows what she said to him before to get him this fired up. Yeah. But then again, you know, would you ever lose your cool like that?
I can't imagine now something that would make me that angry. Even if somebody cheated on me, I think I would just tell them to get out of my life. Like, I don't think I'd waste time screaming at them.
When I get mad, I don't even yell. No. That's you know, I'm
the skies just get black because the reverend is angry.
No, I just leave. You know, when it's like with women and stuff, it's like, you know, that shit's gonna come. Yeah. You know, you're gonna fight with your woman now and again.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, you know?
And no matter how fucking frustrated I get, as soon as I start raising my voice, then I know it's time for me to take a walk.
Yeah, right on.
Right,
I hear you. Yeah,
because it's just not worth it. Right.
Right. Well,
because. Your blood starts boiling. You're going to say something you don't mean.
Right.
Like maybe that she's got a dysfunctional cunt or something.
You need a fucking soul. I need medication. I need someone who fucking treats me like a man. Like a human being with kindness. Who understands what gratitude is because I fucking bend over backwards with my balls in a knot to do it all for her. She gives me shit.
My
like
balls in a knot.
You sound pretty mean to me, Mel. I mean, I'm not going to side with the woman just to side with the woman here, but no. You sound pretty mean to me, dude. Yeah.
You know, I love playing devil's advocate,
yeah.
But he makes it fucking tough, man. I know, like
I'm trying to side with, I wanted to refer to him as Uncle Mel and try to side with him, but I can't do it right now. Like,
no.
Right now I'm with the girl.
Is he fucking loaded or what, man? Like, I mean, what is he on to be acting that way?
I don't know. Let's keep
like,
this.
We've all seen like drunks, like alcoholics, when they hit that rage.
Yeah.
You know, and they just rant about anything.
Like,
he sounds like one of those fucking crazies.
He sounds like the crazy you'd like to throw in the lake.
Yeah.
A little bit. Let's go back to Mel and see what Mel has to say for us.
Mel, what do you got to say?
Here comes the heart attack again.
You don't care about me. I'm having a hard time, you fucking yank the rug, you bitch.
I'm telling you, he's cupping his balls.
Bitch. Don't you dare hang up on me.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't listen to this anymore.
You hang up, I'm coming over there.
I'll call the police.
What?
I'll call the police.
You fucking cunt. I'm coming to my house. You're in my house, honey.
Yes, but you... Honey, don't call me. Honey, you just...
Oh, wait. That's a telltale sign right there. The fact that she said, don't call me honey, means that they're already past the point where he can say, hey, babe, hey, honey. She doesn't like it. She's already cutting that shit off.
Well, no. This is... No, did you hear how he said it? He said it in a very demeaning way. You know, like when you call a grown woman a girl.
Yeah, but she instantly was like, don't call me honey.
Yeah, because he said it in such a condescending way.
Fair enough. Okay.
You're in my house, honey.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm the pimp, you're the hoe.
So I'll call the police and tell them there's someone in my house. How about that?
You can do that. That's fine.
Fuck you. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call the fucking cops.
I stand up for myself because I'm Mel Gibson and I'm fucking Lethal Weapon and shit. I don't need no damn police.
He's delusional.
Do you think she was just like, yeah, well, Lethal Weapon 4 sucked, motherfucker.
Then I will go to Alicia's right now.
Why don't you fuck off to that cunt bitch Alicia's? She was fucking making eyes at me. She just sucked me in 5 seconds. Take that one up with her.
Oh, your friend Alicia or Alicia was making eyes at Uncle Mel, and she would suck him in 5 seconds. Do you get that? That's, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure the folks reading at home along at home.
Reading at home?
Right. The folks listening along at home. I'm just making sure the folks listening at home get the full experience.
This is the recap. I know. Yeah.
Just in case. Again, Mel, I'm your boy. I love Lethal Weapon, but who's treating somebody like a not friend right now?
Man, that guy, I'm just saying, you know what? That guy is like a classic fucking, you know, abusive personality.
Absolutely.
With what he's saying right there.
Yeah.
Come on. The guy's a fucking, he's a douche.
Yeah, he really is.
He's turning into Kramer real quick.
Like he's losing.
He's gone past the Kramer fucking N-bomb.
Dude, we're listening to somebody that's not sane right now.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he smashed? Is he fucking... What is he on to be acting this way? That's what I gotta know.
Well, it's her. She's doing it all. She's making him angry and treating him poorly. Let's not forget poor Mel's side of the story, okay?
So that's why I'm so fucking angry. Because I don't have any friends. And I try and make one from you and you treat me like shit. And you fucking suck. And you...
So the career is over. Gibson thinks his career is over. Did you hear that part? My career is over.
Absolutely, unequivocally.
I don't care if you don't spend another penny. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. I don't. Listen to me, man. I don't give a damn if you don't spend another penny on me. I don't care. I am just fearing for the life of my daughter. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Because I'm saving my life and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life. You almost killed us. Did you forget? You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that?
Oh, wait. So now he's... Uh-oh. He's beat on her. That's what she's saying. He's beating on her.
Yeah, while she was holding the kid, that's what she's saying.
She had to split the twins up and send them off to opposite sides of the galaxy to protect them from Anakin Skywalker.
Fucking Jesus, Uncle Mel.
You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hand, breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that?
No, you're all angry now.
You're gonna get you know what? You're going to answer one day, boy. You're going to answer.
Huh?
Bet.
What?
Nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt. You understand that?
Oh.
I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a fucking restraining order.
Oh.
What are you going to get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly? For hitting you? For what?
Wow. And that brings us to the end of this tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a douche.
He's fucking nuts.
He's got to be fucking smashed, man. He just sounds like one of those, like, fucking, like a drunk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
just a drunk fucking abusive son of a bitch.
Scary shit, man. Wow. Mel Gibson, ladies and gentlemen, is fucking nuts.
Mel, like, you've never seen him before. Can't wait for another fucking... In about a decade, they'll do a biopic of him. Or do you think they'll wait until he's dead?
Yeah, they'll probably... I don't know how long it'll take him to be dead, because she said he's going to get his.
He's the new Ike Turner.
And that's the best way to sum it up. Mel Gibson is the new Ike Turner.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Rolling.
Yeah, mind-blowing. Mel Gibson is fucking nuts. That's crazy.
That's like... That's fucking Kramer to the max right there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Listen,
I think she's pretty sexy too. So,
Yeah, but he's obviously fucking nuts. Like, I mean, this is just...
Like, he sounds out to fucking lunch. Yeah.
Out to fucking lunch.
He's probably... I bet you he was smashed and he fucking beat on her a bit. That's what I think.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Fucking nutcase, man.
Crazy
Jesus.
Jewish bastard.
No, he's Catholic.
Oh, crazy Catholic bastard.
You never hear of Jews beating on each other.
They're too busy nailing people to crosses. Oh, shit. Oh, listen, man, that was nuts.
Hey, you know why Jesus doesn't like to play hockey anymore?
No,
he kept getting nailed into the boards.
So that being said, I think we should round out this week because we're almost at that time.
We've spent it all with Mel, haven't we?
Sure did.
Holy fuck, Mel Gibson! What is wrong with you?
Let's finish with some listener mail. Mel, we'll be your friend. You said in that section you didn't have a friend. We'll be your friend. So we got this email here. It comes from a friend named Max Power.
Yeah.
Nice fake name.
Captain Power.
But before I read it, here's what I want to say to you, okay?
Me.
Yeah. Okay. I think Van Boss, the Dirty Dutchman, wrote this email and sent it to us.
Dirty ass Dutchman.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But maybe not, because we got another email followed up from this one.
Uh-huh.
You never know. But I'm going to read it out, okay?
Lay it
on
me,
Slick. This is from Max Power, and I want to hear your reaction, okay?
All right.
Subject line. Go to hell, Matt Lees and the Reverend.
All right.
Hey.
That's not really shocking.
No. Hey, my friend Darren, we all know Darren.
Yes, sir.
Got me listening to you guys, and I think you are fairly funny, but I am hard to please. I'm 14.
Okay.
I'm just going to pause on the 14 and be like, uh-oh. I am 14 and not very impressionable, and I don't think you need to get Darren laid, but still, do it. Might make him happy.
Okay.
So seriously, get him laid. By the way, this entire email is no punctuation whatsoever. It's all just one paragraph, which would have been easy for Van Boss to fake. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But the bullet shell bullshit, bullet belt bullshit, what the fuck is that? She's a woman. Have some respect. And frankly, Matt Lees, the only reason I'm listening is because of Van Boss. That guy is fucking hilarious. I think you and the Rev are kind of annoying, always yelling and shit. I have sensitive ears, you dick. But you are what you eat, I guess. And let me end by saying, fuck you, douchebags, but not Van Boss. The rest of you can go to hell and suck Hitler's dick.
Huh.
That's our listener mail we got, folks. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I smell a fraud.
I don't know.
I think somebody's trying to bullshit the bullshitters.
Could be. Mm-hmm. We also got an email from Sarah. This email came in at 4:30 a.m.
Good girl.
Because it tells me the time here, obviously. You guys rock. You guys fucking rock my shitty 3 a.m. mornings.
Nice.
LMFAO.
LMFAO.
LMFAO. I'm half finished and didn't even know I'd done it. I had to stop and bring myself back to the real world for a minute. Holy shit.
I always know when I'm half finished.
Because your wife has been sleeping for 20 minutes.
That's right.
Yes!
That's when she starts to read TV Guide.
Yeah, she just lets you finish.
Figure what's on.
I had to stop and bring myself back to the real world for a minute. Holy shit, I'm half done. Thank you, Sarah.
Right on. Thank you, Sarah.
That's right. Now, Darren's back in the email inbox.
All right.
Hey, guys. I got some of my asshole friends listening. No thanks needed. I know I'm a pimp. Now, do you remember we told Darren if he wanted to be on the show, he had to write us an essay?
Yeah.
He said, on the subject of me writing an essay, sorry, I'm lazy as fuck, so I'll pass. But I do have a pot of my own in the works. And if you're wondering what it will be like, I wasn't. Just imagine that Legend in my spare time and Misinformation had dirty, unprotected sex, which they did. And this is the...
there was that time in Iowa.
And my show will be the mutated zygote of a child that popped out. Sorry I haven't written lately. I'm still a huge fan of what you guys are doing. P.S. Van Boss, you're still a fuckface. Darren.
So here's the thing. I got to ask Darren, like, you know, I give him props for admitting that he's a lazy bastard. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could always Skype him in.
That's fair. That's fair. Unless he starts his own show, then he's the competition, and he can go fuck himself.
Oh, then we can do little bits back and forth.
Maybe. Maybe. Don't. What if he's like a Mel Gibson?
Yeah, fuck.
He could just be calling us useless cunts the whole time.
I could howl. You've got a dysfunctional cunt! Yeah. Damn right I do, you son of a bitch!
and we will finish with... I got something
to... Wait. The only thing I want to say is we need Darren to confirm Max Power.
Yeah.
Or deny Max Power.
Yeah, I want an email from Darren's email stating, hey, Max Power, because I'm assuming Max Power is a fake name. I just want you to tell me that's your friend. That's all. Because I think it was Van Boss. Because who else would write it and say Van Boss is hilarious?
I'm just not getting it.
It's probably his mom. Sonny, I sent an email to that podcast. Ask those boys to stop picking on you.
It's probably some other dirty ass Dutchman out there feeling bad.
Yeah, don't forget, you're my little hero, stud.
Don't put your clogs on. Yeah. Go pick me some berries.
That's right. Okay, so final email.
Yes.
From JJ Hawkins.
Yeah.
Why can't we be friends? Yeah, you get the point.
Big brother?
Bigger than us, that's for sure.
Cool.
Matt, I just want to give you the win in this farce of an argument. Whoa. Do you know what he's talking about already?
No idea.
The Rev, I'll be damned, Davies, should never try to argue Star Trek when the facts are not on his side. I have sat on the side long enough, so I give you this. Matt Lees.
And what did he give you, Matt Lees?
I'm going to play you this little clip here, Rep.
I'm pretty sure I know what the argument's about.
Well,
I need to hear something definitive.
The argument is about the fact that you're an asshole.
Is it Theodore versus Tiberian?
I don't think...
Technical difficulty, sir.
That you and I should talk about it anymore. We should just let the video do it.
And now, come to the architect of this tragic affair. James Tiberius.
Oh!
Kirk.
Oh!
What do you got to say about that, Rev? What do you got to say about that, Rev? How about this? You were right, Matt Lees. I'm sorry. That's all I want to hear from you right now.
You know what? I got to thank JJ for sending that in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thank you as well, JJ.
You should thank JJ because you're too fucking lazy to find it yourself.
No, you wouldn't have believed me anyway.
Oh, Wikipedia boy. Give me a fucking break.
You know what? I told you his name was Tiberius. You owe me an apology. Let's have it.
No, sir.
Okay, just say I was
right. I don't apologize.
Just say that I was right.
I don't apologize for being wrong.
Just say I was right. Just say that
I just said
right.
You were right.
No, you didn't. You said I don't apologize for being wrong. That's not saying you were right. I want you were right, Matt Lees.
You were right. You were right, Matt Lees.
What's Kirk's middle name?
Mm-hmm. Tiberius.
Yes! Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He admitted it. What better time than now to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Closing thoughts. Go.
I'm going to go home and cry myself to sleep.
A little bit, right?
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you, JJ. We love you.
You should thank him.
JJ's the Mel Gibson to our podcast. We would just like to take this opportunity to say thank you to Mel Gibson for giving us something to do this week.
Yeah, I hadn't really paid attention to anything in current events.
No, me neither.
But holy fuck, that guy is he's a maniac.
Yeah. So we'll close by saying Mel Gibson is a crazy, crazy, crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, he should be locked up. Or he just needs to go to celebrity rehab.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can all watch it happen on TV, so I hope that he yells it like Flavor Flav or something, you know?
Who would you pick in a fight between Mel Gibson and Flavor Flav?
Oh, fuck Mel.
Because he's nuts.
Well, and Flavor Flav's small, man.
But Flavor Flav would be wearing the helmet, the Viking helmet.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit, and neither do the gold teeth.
Fair enough. All right, so... Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and freaks.
It has been a pleasure for us, but not as much as it has been for you. My name is Matt motherfucking Lees.
And I'm the Reverend Damn Davies.
And you have been listening to another episode of Andy Do the Retard Scream.
Retard Scream now.
Motherfucker.